Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, Senator Eric Schmidt did a great job with Cash Patel in that hearing yesterday. I played some of this for audio cut of the day yesterday, talking about, you know, really, where is this political violence coming from?
The Lee Zeldin stabbing attempt, left wing or right wing? Left wing. The Covenant School shooting in Nashville, left wing or right wing? Left wing. The Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt on President Trump, left wing or right wing? Left wing. The Trump International West Palm Beach assassination attempt, left wing. The Abundant Life Christian School shooting, left wing.
Yeah, it goes on and on. Senator Schmidt is with us this afternoon. Hello, Eric. How are you? I know you took this whole thing very, very hard, so I appreciate you coming on here this afternoon. How are you holding up?
I'm doing okay. It's been a tragic week, since Charlie Kirk, who was a friend of mine, was assassinated in front of the world and his family. I mean, it's just really, really brutal. And I think, you and I have talked about free speech a lot over the years and how important it is for our country. And this was a guy that was willing to have, you know, debates and tough conversations in public and in the open. And he was literally assassinated because of his political views. And it's just, there's just no place for it in our country. So I'm yes on free speech, no on political violence, but I do think, and what I took the opportunity in the Judiciary Committee yesterday to talk about, I do think we've got to be honest about what is happening and where this is coming from. This is not a both sides thing.
It is not.
It really isn't. It's not. And I think, you know, for the media that has just parroted these talking points, I can imagine they're defensive about that point of view, but that's the truth. And that's what we need now more than anything. If we're going to get on the other side of this thing as a country, we just have to be truthful. When you have, you know, most recent YouGov poll showing 25% of those who self-describe as very liberal are willing to tell a pollster that political violence is justified, that's crazy. Now, on the very conservative side, you got 3%. That's 3% too many. I would never argue that. But it's not the same thing. And when you have 85% of Democrats think Trump is a fascist. You've got words like Nazi and fascist thrown around all the time, existential threat to democracy. And when people on the left, okay, on the poll, that over 55% believe it's somewhat justified for President Trump to be murdered, we got a problem. We've got a problem. And I'm just not going to back away from saying that, because that is the truth. The left has a real problem here, and I condemn all political violence, but let's not lie about it, about where it's really coming from, the vast majority of it.
But this is going into a different area right now, and you still have people out there, whether it's Caitlin Collins on CNN or Jimmy Kimmel or, you know, some of these other publications that are trying, even after yesterday, even after the prosecutor in Utah reads this entire text message exchange that makes it pretty clear what the motivation was, they're saying, we don't know what the motive here was. That's the narrative that they're going with. And they get away with it because the audience, that's what they want to hear, right? And they don't want to hear anything beyond Trump's to blame, and that's who gets the blame in every instance, even here. Which is, maybe I shouldn't be shocked, Eric.
It's become the the entire political identity of one political party in the news media, which is, you know, Trump derangement syndrome, Trump is Hitler, all his followers are fascists, and if you say something they don't like, it's, you know, it's an existential threat to the... I mean, they've repeated that stuff for 10 years, like a decade. It's on a loop. And this radical left-wing ideology clearly infected the shooter here in the messages. I mean, he wrote on one of the bullets, catch this, fascist. He's in the text messages with his trans lover saying that, saying specifically that there's some hate, he's talking about Charlie Kirk, you can't negotiate with, right? He was killed for his point of view. And that can't be where we're headed. Like, that can't be the reality in this country. It certainly was last Wednesday. And Charlie Kirk was a high-profile spokesman who was convincing people. You look at the numbers of young voters now in college campuses. You know, you and I are you know, similar ages. I won't say that I'm 10 years younger than you, but I think I'm 10 years younger
than you.
You're
10 years younger.
But in college... When I was in college, like, you know, you knew it was liberal. I would take these classes. Now this indoctrination, okay, has happened for a full generation. What Charlie Kirk said was, I'm going to go on those campuses and ask me anything. Prove me wrong. And that was moving people, and he was a real threat. And like I said, it's tragic. This guy was a really kind of a generational talent, had built a movement that you could directly relate to the election of 2024 with President Trump winning. But you know, just as a country, the left just, I think, has to come to grips with they have a real political violence problem here. And it's not the same thing. It is just not the same thing. And there's not a both sides thing. And we need to reject that and say, what is really going on here? When you dehumanize half the country all the time. I listen to Chuck Schumer say on the floor, these extremist MAGA Republicans.
Right.
And it's just like all they have. And it's crazy.
Well, that's where I would draw the distinction and have this week. So it's one thing if you have a bunch of people that are, you know, political pundits that are screaming these things and we go back and forth all the time. But it's literally the people who lead the Democrat Party, whether it's fat J.B. Pritzker across the river, whether it's Sleepy Joe, whether it's Kamala or Chuck Schumer or Dick Durbin. These are the people who are in leadership positions. It's one thing, you know, if some, you know, Jamoke on the radio like me says one thing, but these are the people supposedly leading the country. And then the reaction from some of them, you know, obviously some did react appropriately, but it didn't take very long to spin this on Trump. And then again, this narrative that, no, this guy is more extreme than MAGA. That's why he did, which doesn't even make any logical sense, but it doesn't stop him from trying to spread the nonsense.
Well, 2 points there. One is, and I mentioned it in the hearing yesterday, Blue Sky, which is sort of this like liberal alternative to X, the inundate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Of that platform of people celebrating the murder of a fellow citizen, they had to issue a warning. that you can't do this. It was, and these weren't some radical like trolls that were anonymous. These were teachers. These were professors. These were journalists. And so yeah. I have to start asking the question, like, get pulled back from the brink here. Good God. Like, there's more to life than, there's just way more to life than politics. And if you're at a place where you're celebrating the assassination of another human being, like, it's time to check yourself. The second point is, to your point about not just, you know, who's talking about it. Like, one of the other things that came out of the hearing yesterday was this Operation Arctic Frost that was exposed, which was the FBI basically surveilling, seeking documents of Republican, like when I was in the Republican AG Association, evidently they were doing that, you know, when Biden was in office. Turning Point was, Charlie Kirk's organization was part of this. They had worked themselves ever since the Russiagate, Mark, into a frenzy that lasted almost a decade because they couldn't believe Trump won. Obama thought he was handing the baton to Hillary Clinton. They made up all this stuff. They demonized half the country. They called them deplorables. You know, they called them trash. They tried to throw President Trump in jail. It's all a manifestation of something deeper and darker that has happened on the left. And they have a whole network of NGOs that fund this violence, like dropping off bricks at riots that we saw across the country in the summer of love of 2020. So I think there's a lot of self-reflection that needs to happen here. Unfortunately, you just don't hear many Democrats doing that. They're just so used to just blaming everything on Trump. That's kind of where they're still at.
Will you be, there's going to be a memorial event at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, which is the home of the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to air that on Sunday. Will you be there?
I might be there. The schedule's kind of in flux right now. I might be there. So I can't say definitively. But yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty powerful day. I know President Trump's going to be there. J.D. Vance is going to be there. Many others are going to be there and pay tribute to Charlie Kirk. And I think the legacy that he left behind, too. I mean, you see the outpouring of the number of people that want to start, you know, these chapters on their campuses or even in their high schools. I just, you know, I will tell you, Mark, like, I grew up watching Crossfire.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
I you know, you saw Pat Buchanan and Jack Kemp, and that made an impression on me. Charlie Kirk was on people's phones, the young people that reached out that I talked to, who've been really moved by this because he was somebody that was organizing and persuasive. I just think that you know, his memory, I hope, will live on in kind of the ongoing youth movement for conservatism. I just think he was really impactful in that way. So I'm sure Sunday will be a lot about that.
I don't know if you, for me, you know, I came of age politically in the early 80s and just kind of formed my political ideology. I don't want to say on my own, maybe some friends influenced me. My parents, you know, never really said who they were voting for. But then, you know, late 80s is when I started listening to Rush Limbaugh. And a lot of us at that time were like, whoa, here's somebody saying something. It certainly inspired me to get out of music radio and into talk, but saying something that we believed in that no one was really expressing. And, you know, Rush dies, hasn't been quite, I think, about 8 years ago, and no one really is even able to pick up that mantle. But with Charlie, this is where I underestimated, I've admitted this several times, I underestimated the influence that he's had on these younger people across this country, Eric. I really had.
Yeah. No, I think I knew it. I've been on his show several times. I was probably on the show a couple of weeks before all this happened, and you kind of understand the reach. I mean, I'll just a quick story. I was going to meet with the president in the last weekend of the campaign. As you remember, I was on Trump Force One a bunch during the campaign, including the last weekend. So I flew down to Arizona to meet up with where they were at. And Charlie Kirk, who's from Arizona, was doing something with Tucker Carlson, and President Trump was there. We're all sort of backstage talking about, I mean, the election's a few days away. It all seems like a foregone conclusion now, but back then you didn't really know how it was going to play
out.
That's
right.
Necessarily. And he's like, look, we got Arizona taken care of, and kind of went through all the work that they had done. I mean, it wasn't just a guy who was persuasive. He actually, you know, had boots on the ground and doing the work. And then we flew to, he's just like, you know, get to Michigan, get to Wisconsin, which is where we were headed the next couple of days. And he was just, he was a very talented guy, and he was very committed to the cause. And I think that authenticity really came through, and he was just really smart too. I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, I've been in debates and I've all that, but I mean, to see him in action and also one last thing, it's rare to hear someone that age talk about how important his faith is
right.
to him and family, you know, get married, have kids. That's the really important stuff in life. And as you and I both know, who've had challenges in our lives, that is sort of the core, right? That is what's really important. He talked about that, I think, in a way that is just kind of unique.
Absolutely. And, you know, we continue to learn more about that. And then, you know, some of the disgusting things, I don't know how much you've been exposed to some of the stuff that keeps getting said on the internet. Now, some people are losing their jobs over it. And I'm not, you know, fond of any, you know, regular person losing their job over political speech. But there are people that are in, you know, pretty high positions at universities or fire departments or even members of the Secret Service and military that have said some vile things and they've met some consequences.
Yeah, I don't understand the mentality. You know, I guess I come from the school of, you know, playing sports, like you fight like hell and you want to win. And I'm a very competitive guy. But when that's over, I mean, I don't want anyone to be like injured in the game and not be able to live their dream. I would certainly want anybody, a political opponent of mine, or by to actually die or be murdered. I don't understand the glee
yeah.
that so many people who like live down the street from you might have. You know, like I don't get that. And we gotta reject that, and we gotta pull however we can back from the brink on there. But it's sort of exposed. I think, again, going back to those numbers, a quarter, a full 25%, one out of four people who describe themselves as very liberal believe that political violence is appropriate, and over half of those on the left think it's okay and at least somewhat justified for President Trump to be murdered. Like, that's pretty stark. And
yeah.
I think, again, it gets back to some of the dehumanization that's happened in our politics and specifically related to the right and President Trump specifically.
Yeah, you have a colleague in Chris Murphy that essentially was calling for violence just a couple of days before all this happened. Now, he may want to try to run from that.
Yeah,
but
the day before. Yeah,
yeah,
the day
exactly.
before he said, you know, we're at war by any means necessary.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, Eric,
anyway.
Great to catch up. It's been a hell of a week. I hope you do make it to the memorial. I know you have family obligations as well, but we'll catch up soon. Thank you.
All right, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.